Hi everyone, welcome again to another podcast from Teacher Joseph. And today we're going to talk about the meaning of the phrase, what a palaver. There's an R at the end of that, a silent R. What a palaver. We say this phrase when things are unnecessarily complicated, chaotic, or in general, just a bit of a mess. And I'm going to give you an example in a minute of what happened to me this week. For those of you who don't know, I recently changed my doctor. Well, I went for my usual diabetic checkup, which happens once a year, and the doctor said I was fat. I thought, this is a very harsh thing to say. Imagine saying that I'm fat. Terrible. And then she said obese when she was, you know, carrying on the conversation, which was, well, equally upsetting. I mean, she is right, perhaps. I would have said a little overweight, but she chose the more direct approach. She said fat, followed up by the word obese, which is the same thing, but more professionally said. Anyway, so I decided, because of this, that I would change my doctor. So I did. What a palaver to change the doctor. You'd think it would be quite easy, you know, a bit like changing your electricity supplier or something. It was actually easy to change the doctor. I mean, I just went to a different doctor and said, hello, can I see the doctor here instead of my usual one? And then, of course, the receptionist, why? Why do you want to change your doctor? And I, in fairness, I do live around the corner from the new surgery. So I said, well, you're closer because I just live around the corner. And she kind of stared at me and grunted, as doctors, receptionists do. That was fine. But, well, I have regular medication for diabetes. So she said, so are you on any regular medication? And I said, yes. And she said, oh, wow, you better make sure that your old doctor gives you lots of that medication, because it can take us 2 or 3 months to set up your new medication system. So I said, okay. And then that's where there was a big palaver. Because despite running out of medication, I couldn't get any more. I went to the pharmacy and they told me, oh, well, we can give you some medication, but you need to talk to your new doctor. So I did. And then the new doctor said, oh, well, you know, you have to come and see us before we can give you medication. What a palaver. And that's what British people say when something is unnecessarily complicated. We say, oh, what a palaver. A palaver is a noun that generally refers to a prolonged, idle, or unnecessarily complicated discussion or situation. It's just like something which is a big hassle, fuss, or troublesome. Oh, filling out these forms, what a palaver. Yeah, to change a doctor, there's like 3 forms to complete, you know, while the receptionist growls at you in the background. So what a palaver. So to change a doctor, what a palaver here in the UK. Palaver, by the way, do look at the spelling, because it's P-A-L-A-V-E-R. But all of the sounds in that word, all of the vowel sounds, sound like a palaver. It's not palaver, palaver. What a palaver. So where does the word come from? Well, I've been kind of doing a bit of digging on this, and it looks like it is an old English word which means speech. It's not used anymore, but apparently it was a word which in the past meant a very long speech. But these days, a palaver refers to unnecessary fuss or something quite tedious or complicated, you know. So, what a palaver. We usually say it in that way. Oh, what a palaver. And there we are. Yeah, so that's all I wanted to tell you for today. That's some advice. Number one, don't try to change a doctor if you're in the UK, especially if you're on regular medication. I mean, I did get mine in the end, you know, after upsetting a few people and being growled at again by the receptionist. But it did take 3 visits, 2 phone calls and an actual visit to the new doctor. In fairness, it was a nurse. She was harmless enough. And yeah, that's my story. So what a palaver. See you soon. Bye.
Turns words into the magic, makes it all feel grand. Joseph the English teacher, the best in the land. Joseph the English teacher, the best teacher in the world. He's shaping all our futures, his wisdom unfurled. With every word he whispers, our minds start to twirl. Joseph the English teacher.